Man must have it, must, that's what man must know. He must know the two shemos. He must know that if there's a source, the shem or etzem, which is unknowable, and he must know that the nihug of Elohim is knowable insofar as he has reached a level that that it becomes attainable to him, and that's his whole perfection. And Hashem Malikim, that's why it says constantly, and this, and in the second account, you'll notice the second account is Adam and Adam and Chava as they relate directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do they relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hashem Malikim, Hashem Malikim. But as I said before, it could never be given in one account. One account would give you a totally false notion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You wouldn't have any knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So both things are necessary. Bereishis Bara Elokim and B'yom Asos Ad Hashem Elokim. Okay, yes.
What
the Medrash means really, the Medrash basically, I'll tell you basically what the Medrash means. It means that the Nihug HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you see, in Makas Bechoros was a different type of Nihug. Different level of Hizgalus, that's what it means. Like it goes, Malach and Sorof and Shaliach are specific midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Moshe Rabbeinu understood how the Inanos Vatolo HaDatani Eisa Shatishlach. But after the Nevoah, you know. He understood the Malach. He understood the Nihug HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Malach and Shaliach and Sorof are three forms of Nihug HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Makas Bechoros is different. Okay, it's a different kind. That's what the Medrash means. Don't make a mistake and think that you take the Medrash literally. It's clear. I mean, the person says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually passed through Mitzrayim. That's clear. Yeah, it's telling you an idea. The idea is that it's a different level of Nihug. And I'll get to that. Now, there's one more thing I wanted to say. I'm glad you reminded me of that. Yes. Yeah, yes.
This idea of Midas HaKadosh.
That is right. I mean, of course, yeah. No, that's an important point. Yeah, that the Rishonim mentioned. There, Ramban. That Kadmus HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it possible. I mean, the understanding of Kadmus HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it possible for us to understand Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you say that the world is a Kadmon, so then there's no Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then there's a recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's impossible. It's logically impossible. That's correct. You're trying to talk about that. That's right. That's correct. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I mean, that's really why the Rambam says, Vayikra Shom B'Shem Ad Hashem Kel Olam. So what does the Rambam say it means? Vayite Eshel B'Ver Shavo, Yikra Shom B'Shem Ad Hashem Kel Olam. What does it mean? B'Shem Ad Hashem means Shem Havaya, Shem O'etzem. The unknowable existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Kel Olam means what? Nihug HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Kel Olam. So that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says that he taught the idea of Kadmus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Precisely because of what you're saying. Because Kadmus HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence in the absolute, and also the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu he's Kadmon, and that's why Nihug is with his creation, with that which emanates from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, Rabbi. Mm-hmm. One thing I explained, I gave this to you a long time ago, on what Midas HaRachamim means. What does Midas HaRachamim mean? I mean, you shouldn't have a wrong idea. Also, a person can have a wrong idea in that area, then like the Rambam says, he's endangering his endangering his whole Amunah. But what it means is, Midas HaRachamim means when HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes the perfect plan to accommodate the Chodei. That's what it means. In other words, there was a certain plan, like by Adam Arishan. Certain plan is supposed to live a certain way. That's what really should have been. But Midas HaRachamim said, okay, you're a Chodei now, you can't live in the ultimate form anymore, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu assists him in the lower form. I mean, it's a loss that you could never possibly regain. It's a permanent loss. But the choice is either total annihilation or else existing in the lower form. That's Midas HaRachamim. Everybody thinks Midas HaRachamim. They always think, you know, only of the good side of it. Yeah, the good side, but there's also an unfortunate side because it means you couldn't live in the ultimate way. I mean, that's. Yeah. The Emes. That's correct. And the Torah could never say Moment Achasayim. Moment Ach, that's the same Derech HaMikra, the same that is throughout Kol HaTorah Kulah. That certain things the Torah could not say. The Torah could not say Bereishis Bara Hashem Malikim Es HaShemayim Es HaAretz. That's impossible. Yes, sir. Okay. So, yeah, just Agav Ruch, I mentioned HaMalach HaGolos HaMikora. I just want to mention... let me first take the other point. The question was with Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the question? They want you. Okay. Yeah, what does it mean we want you? And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu agrees. Correct? That I mean, there's, you know, like I said before, I mean, there's so much in that parsha we can't expect to understand it fully. But I mean, whatever, as I said, whatever we can understand, I would like to try to clarify. Yeah. So what happened over there? So first, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's not going, right? Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he is going. So what does it mean? He's going. He's not going. What's the difference? Okay. What's the difference? Yeah. Basically, I'll just tell you one aspect of it first. I mean, there's a beautiful Ibn Ezra on that. Maybe I'll be able to tie in the Ibn Ezra. As I said, I didn't have a chance really to think enough time to think about it. But basically, you see, the Nihug HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we find in the Torah, we find two forms of Nihug. Okay? Two forms of Nihug. One Nihug is a Nihug we're mentioning, Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ramban says, the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Malach, Hinei Enochi Yeshuach Malach, the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Noheg with the Bria, which the Torah refers to as a Malach like it's a created thing, because it wants to make sure that you know it's created, it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, that's one. But there's another form you find in the Torah. The Torah through Nevuah taught us something, again, something we could never know, but it taught us something about Nihug HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a different form of Nihug HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're all familiar with. You know what I'm referring to? What? Ashgacha, not talking about Ashgacha. In Ashgacha, there's a different form. Okay? Krisis Bris. Bris. Krisis. Why do you need a Krisis Bris if it's always Nihug HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So wasn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Krisis Bris? What do you need it for? There's going to be a time when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be in there won't be any Nihug, so leave it to the Nihug Kadosh Baruch Hu. What do you need a bris for? What is the guarantee of a bris any better or any different than the general Nihug Kadosh Baruch Hu of the Ashgacha? What's the answer?
Bris is for us.
No. In terms of Nihug, what is bris? Bris is a fixed law. In lo brisi yomom, in lo brisi
yom v'layla,
chukos shemayim v'aretz lo santi. It means it's a chok. It's a plain shot in the puzzle. Chukos shemayim v'aretz. It means to say a bris is a fixed pattern. So it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is kares bris with Avram. So what does it mean? It means that now, because of the level of Avram Avinu, a fixed pattern is emanated from that. And so far as Nihug HaKadosh Baruch Hu now, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Chukos Shemayim V'aretz, which are fixed patterns of the creation, there's a pattern of Nihug also. That's the idea of Bris. Bris is a new idea. It's an idea that is beyond Nihug. Of course, it's an aspect of the Nihug, but I mean to say beyond the ordinary Nihug. Okay? That's the concept of Bris. A pattern of Nihug is established. That's Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you'll notice in the Pasuk, Hinei Anochi Shaleach Malach, Mishmocha Badarach, what does it say? The rest of it, what's the other Pasuk? The rest of the Pasuk? Vlavecha Olecha Lamar Shai, Hishomer Miponov. What does the Pasuk say? Ushma Bekolo Al Tamer Bo, Ki Lo Yiso Lefishachem, Kishmi Bekir Bo. What does it mean? What does the Pasuk mean? It means at that point they were only guaranteed one thing. Nihug HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Al Tamer Bo, Kilo Yisrael Afishachem, means to say, be careful, the Nihug, Kishmi Bekir Bo, means the Nihug is always contingent upon your behavior. I mean, that's what the Pasuk is saying. Yishamon upon of, Shema Bekol Al Tamer Bo, Kilo Yisrael Afishachem. What does it mean? It means to say it's a constant relationship. The relationship, the niyug HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is constantly being determined by what? By your hanaga. Okay? And if you rebel, that's the end of it. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want that. You see? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want. He said, no. He wanted that the niyug should be guaranteed that they should be able to go to Eretz Yisrael. Not a niyug that's contingent upon he wanted, what was he asking for? What was he asking for, basically? And what does the pasuk say? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer him? Take a look at the pasuk. Take a look at the pasuk in MKC. What does the pasuk say? There's a lot after the pasuk. No matzasichem beinecha. After the midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayemar Moshe v'yikaratz v'yishtochu in Shmos Lamed Dalad Ches Tes. Vayomer no matzasichem beinecha ad Hashem. Yelech no ad Hashem b'kirbenu kiyam tshei orifu. Vesalachto lavanin ulchataseno unchaltonu. Vayomer hine anochi kores bris. Creases bris. It means that, as I said, this is one aspect of the bakasha. Many things over here in the parsha. But this is one aspect. Hinei anochi kores bris neged kol amcha es and eflos ashen lo nivu b'chol arts v'chol agoyim v'roach ol ha'om asher ato b'kir bo, because it's all because of Moshe Rabbeinu. Es maser Hashem kinor rahu asher ani oise imach. So he wanted, he was asking for creases, but he didn't want it to be contingent, constantly vacillating, determined every moment by the level of the arm. He wanted a creases bris, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. A different, the niyug, he was asking for the niyug of creases bris, and he received the answer of the niyug of the creases bris. It's interesting. The Ibn Ezra says that what was the Ibn Ezra says an interesting thing. He says because the Ramban is Sakasha, he says, Neged kolam cha esen iflos asher lo nivru v'chol ha'oretz v'chol ha'goyim v'roch ha'lo asher ato v'kibos ma'aser Hashem k'nor rosh and yisrael melech. Ramban asks, what are these unbelievable things? The unbelievable things already happened. Okay, where do you see? Okay, I mean, the mon happened already too. I mean, where's what's new over here? Okay, ma'aser Hashem k'nor rohu v'nefliya neged kolam cha esen iflos. The Ibn Ezek is an unbelievable pshat. Ramban says in the end, Ramban gives an answer, and he says, but he sort of says, he says, "Vakadosh Baruch Hu yareinu niflos mitoraso." It means he felt that he didn't fully grasp the answer. The Ibn Ezek gives an interesting pshat. He says like this. He says that the chol zesh asolachti lavonam. He says, because the pasuk says, "Hinei enochi kares bris." Meaning Moshe Rabbeinu, Kodesh Baruch Hu said that you, Moshe Rabbeinu, is because of you. It's Maaseh Hashem Kinoru Asher Ani Oseh Imoch. Ibn Ezek is an unbelievable shot. He says what it means is like this. This was all Bavur Kvodecha, because of you. Al Kain Esa Imcha Neflos She Yismuhu Koro Echa V'yedu Kinasati Hod Olecha Shelo asisi kein miyom sheborasi shemayim va'aretz. V'zehu dvar krinas panav. The karen arpanim. That's what the Ibn Shemikra supports it. I mean, Beredes Moshe me'anahar. And he didn't even know what it was going to be. He says, V'yachal Moshe midaber itam v'itin apanav masveh. Okay, Moshe lo yada ki karen arpanav bedaber itam. And that's the way Ibn Ezra interprets the pasuk. It's an amazing shot. He says, "They'll see kenasati hod olecha, something unusual. Shelo asisi came miyom shebarosi shemayim v'aretz. V'zehu dvar krinas panov." He says, "This maser Hashem kinoru asher ani osa imach." Ibn Ezra, little imach with you. He says, "V'hine kosu b'moso lo koso eino v'lo nos lecho. Hepach toladas kolas kenan." That Zikna was removed from Moshe Rabbeinu. So what does it mean? So it means Moshe Rabbeinu made a request. What was his request? His request was that there should be a creases bris. He wasn't satisfied that it should be totally the way things were in the Am with the vacillating relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, And then one moment being tzaddikim, and the next moment deserving the worst honor. So he didn't want that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu hinenoch HaKaras Bris. HaKaras Bris means that it's a different anoga, that the above and beyond the normal hashgacha. But the Ibn Ezra says how HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. How? Through showing Klal Yisrael the level of Moshe Rabbeinu through Koran or Panav. So this the Koran or Panim, and the fact that he was changed, something different happened to him. He never had Zikna. That demonstrated to the people that there is such a thing as true Yedias Hashem, that a human being can have true Yedias Hashem, and that removed them from the realm of the normal Ashgacha, and that was really the Krisis Bris. That was the Krisis Bris. That's the way the Ibn Ezra learns it. An unbelievable pshat, the Ibn Ezra. Ramban is sort of, he gives a pshat, but he says, he admits that there's something more he's looking forward to. Ibn Ezra learns pshat, and it fits in with the parsha. And basically it fits in perfectly with Moshe Rabbeinu's request, because Moshe Rabbeinu's request was that his request was Hodieni nos rochecho v'odiacho lemanem tzochein beinecho urei kiamcho hagoyazeh. What does the pasuk mean? It means he was asking that his increase in Yedias Hashem should be a source of the whole Ummah being able to be nitzol, to raise them to a higher level. That was his request. The immersion is asking that if you give me the knowledge, then I'll be able to affect the whole nation. Otherwise, it's too dangerous. Otherwise, it's not going to work. That was so. HaKadosh Baruch Hu really answered him exactly that way. That because of his Yedias Hashem, that he was zochet in the mare Hanavua b'niklas atzur, because of that, so he received not just the knowledge itself, which was necessary for him as a leader, and which showed him that the Nihug HaKadosh, what the Nihug HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so he could emulate the Nihug HaKadosh Baruch Hu with, insofar as his role of a manhig is concerned, which was what he was requesting, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him more. The Krisis Bris was that everyone saw what Moshe Rabbeinu was from the Koran or Ponim, and from the fact that Zikna never didn't suffer Zikna as every human being does, and that knowledge itself was what was necessary to successfully bring Klal Yisrael through to the end where they started to enter Eretz Yisrael. That's basically what the Ibn Ezra is. Unbelievable shot in the pasuk. Yeah. I want to conclude with one point that we mentioned. The point is that Yaakov Avinu that we mentioned. Halakim aroyo esi me odi ad yom hazeh. Interesting pasuk. Amalach hagoyel esi me kol ra. Yeah, so it's an interesting thing, because throughout the life of Yaakov Avinu, you see, he complained. He had tzoras, and he complained, and he said, I don't mean complained in an ordinary sense like people complain. I mean, I'm just using the term metaphorically, but he said, the Kel Shakai Yitin Lachor Rachamin Lefneo Ish. So Chazal say, Kel Shaoma Laolam Dai Yoma Dai Latsarosai. I mean, Mayolomo Shakatati and all the, and then what he said to Paro. You see, but over here he says something different. O Kimo Roosi Me Odi Ada Yomazer. Sounds like a contradiction. So Roosi Me Odi Yomazer means, on the contrary, every step was, he has a Kadosh Baruch Hu as the Mizmanigim in every moment. So that's a contradiction to Kael Shaka Yitin Lachor Shoma Lolam Dayom Adai Latzarasai. or what he said to Paro. And Paro, of course, has political reason why he said it. He said that he says Ma'at v'royim hoyu yemei chayai. Yeah. What does it mean? Ma'at v'royim hoyu yemei chayai. V'lo igiyu l'shnei chayai avosa. Yeah, it was Ma'at v'royim. Yeah. And over here he's saying just the opposite. Saying l'kim v'royis yemei oidi arayam hazeh. What does it mean? Why is it... The different. These attitudes are mutually exclusive. What was the change? The answer is like this. And how did he know? How did he know that? I mean, mamash. If it was just a belief, or like Kim Arosai, so she said it all the time. I mean, they're not going to say Yamadalas Arosai. And if he and if he held the other way, so how does he know now? How does he know now? And it's not talking about a special nifu at that minute. What does it mean? What does it mean? What it means is like this. What it means is a person really, in going through this existence, has to evaluate the situation with based on his seichel, the way he understands it, and that's the idea of tefillah. Otherwise, what are you mispowel for? That's the way. Whatever tzaras a person has, that's the way it should be. So, what are you mispowel for? No, a person is mechuyev to analyze a situation and to understand as far as he could, and if he thinks it needs improvement, he has to go to Kodesh Baruch Hu with Bakasha. I mean, that's Halacha, okay? So, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to live this life according to our Seichel, according to the way we understand it. I mean, it means to say that you have to go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to use, otherwise, in your life, you're not using your Chachma just to say everything is just to say dynamis every day is not what Yadis holds. You have to think, and if your situation in your estimation is not proper, not appropriate, you need something. You have to mispower by kasha, okay? Yeah, but that's the last level of tefillah. Pigia al tivgabi. So it means that Yaakov Vinu throughout his life did that. And when he had the tzaras, he said, "Yom adai letzarasai." These tzaras are not good. These tzaras are not good. Taking away from learning, taking away from simcha, from everything. But in the end, when he reflected back over his whole life, he saw an amazing thing. He saw that everything that happened to him helped to increase his Yedias Hashem. And he saw that it could not be coincidental. It wasn't Derech HaTeva. Because every time he saw that he gained perfection, and every Tzara moved him to a different level, until he reached the level of Yedias Hashem that he reached at the end of his life. And he saw, when he looked back over his life, he was able to see how perfectly matched the Tzaras were to his perfection. And that was, he saw the actual Ashgacha. He was able to see that. That's a fellow, Kim Haroya Isi Me Oidi Arayam Azah. So the Torah shows you an interesting thing. It shows you that Yaakov Avinu was able to do that, and I think it shows you something else. It shows you that every person is mechuyev insofar as they can to be able to do the same thing. And so on their level, but that a person should, that's something a person should do. A person should reflect always on their life in terms of everything that happened and how the events are tied in with the level of Yedias Hashem that they've attained. That's really the link. Okay, we'll stop.
So what we're talking about last week, as we said, that the that we're talking about the fact that it's really the objective of the Torah. It's a primary objective of the Torah that a person should have a certain basic level of Yedias Hashem. And we mentioned that's the role of Malachim. Whenever it says Malachim in the Torah, you'll notice it switches from the Malach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? The Pasuk says... Kielach Malach lefanecho, Yisham lecho al tamabo, ki lo yisho yishmi bekir, lo yisho lefishachem, and he says, Vasiso kol asher adaber, vo yavti es oivecho, the Tzarti Yisar Rechem. It always switches, because the primary objective of Kol HaTorah Kula really follows exactly in line with the religion of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was established many years ago, which is really, in a way, when you think about it, it's unique in its simplicity. The religion of Avraham is unique in its simplicity. And it can be expressed really very simply in Vayikra B'Shem Ad Hashem. That's what the Pasuk expresses. Vayikra, Vayim is Be'ech Hashem, Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. Vayita Eishol B'Ve'er Hashem, Vayikra B'Shem Hashem Ad Hashem Ke'elola. And I told you the Rambam always started every Sefer. As a matter of fact, every one of the 14 Sfarim in the Yad HaChazakah, he started with B'Shem Ad Hashem Ke'elola. The printer took it out. In my opinion, he made a big mistake. The whole idea, Kol HaTorah Kula, revolves around the one idea, the idea of Avraham Avinu. Vayikra Hashem, Vayikra B'Shem Ad Hashem. What is that idea, essentially? Essentially, that idea revolves Kol HaTorah Kula. Many things emanate from that idea. But the essence of the idea is that everything that we see, that essentially, insofar as man is concerned, what is responsible for man's fate stems from only one source, and that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And anything that benefits us, you see, or harms us, is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, the harm is not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The harm is from our inability to partake of the good which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created. But that's the idea of Malachim. Malachim means, whenever Malachim, the Torah, tried to convey this idea to us by showing this, by mentioning Malachim. Because Malachim means the word Malach. By the way, you must immediately dissociate in your mind the word Malach with angel. An angel is, the word angel is a Geish idea, basically. You have to immediately dissociate. The word Malach does not mean angel. See, what does David HaMelech say in Baruch Hinafshi? Ose Malachov Ruchos Meshorso Veish Loret. What does it mean? It means the Ruchos. The winds are God's Malach. Malachim are not, the word Malach and angels is a Christian idea. Our concept of Malach means something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created in order to benefit man. Osa Malach of Ruchos Meshor Saveish Lohit. It means that the winds and the forces of nature, the winds and fire, are the Shluchim, the Malachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayishlach Malach Vayotzienu Mimitzrayim. Who is the Malach? Moshe Rabbeinu. Malach, the word Malach, has nothing to do with the Geish concept of angel. That's a Avodah Zarah. But our term, Ki Malach of Yitzav Aloch L'Shmocha B'chol Rechecha, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will create ways in order to protect you. So that's the Yesod of Kol HaTorah Kula. It's the idea of Avraham Avinu, B'Vayikra B'Shem Ad Hashem, and the message that Avraham Avinu was giving the people is that everything that you think is responsible for your fate is not a force, has no power, but is simply emanates from the Borei Olam. Vayikra Shem Hashem Ad Hashem Ke'elolam. That's the idea. And every Oved Avodah Zarah denies that. And that was really the dialogue, all the dialogues between Paro and between Moshe Rabbeinu. We'll go into some of the things, but just telling you, giving you an overview. Of course, that explains many things in Torah. Let me take another example. Okay, a pasuk that everybody knows, a little pasuk everybody knows. I don't think too many people really try to understand it, not because perhaps they think it's something which is beyond their understanding, which is true. But Yahadis maintains that there are different levels of understanding. And we may not be able to understand everything, but it doesn't mean that we are free not to try to understand what we can understand. That's lo lecho hamelocha ligmar v'yatarasha li bottle bimena. You can't know kol haTorah kula, but what you can know, if you don't make any attempt to understand what you can know, then basically what you're saying is that there's no purpose in limud. So it's correct to be humble, but we don't have any. Our idea of humility means basically existing in reality. Reality makes a person humble. When a person is a balgaiva, it means that of reality. But for a person to say that he's too humble to understand something, then he's going against the whole derech Hashem. The whole derech Hashem is that whenever a person has the ability to understand something, if he refrains from doing that, that's the worst of error. That's the worst of error. Because the biggest mitzvah is Talmud Torah, the worst of error is Bittul Torah. What does Bittul Torah mean? A person refrains from taking the opportunity give his mind the opportunity to understand Chochmas Hashem where it's possible. Now, Chazal say that a person that's the person that has the ability to understand Torah, he doesn't do it, so they feed him coals of fire. It means it's the worst of error possible. So what we can understand from the Torah, it's improper for us to say that because we can't understand the whole thing, so therefore we won't bother to understand anything. There is an interesting parsha in the Torah, famous parsha, everybody's aware of it. It says Vayashkem after in the end of Vayetze, Vayashkem Lovan Baboker, Vayinashek Lavana Vilavnosa Vayvarachasem, Vayelach Vayoshev Lovan Limkama. Okay, so that was after the mice was with Lov and Arami, the encounter between Lov and Arami and Yaakov Avinu. So Lov went home. Okay, he followed the God's command. It says Yishama Lachol Midaber and Yaakov Mitova Adra. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Don't do him any. He doesn't need your favors. Don't do him any harm. Just stay away from him. Leave him alone. Daber, don't even talk nice to him. He doesn't need you." So he obeyed God's command. Okay. Then it says Yaakov halach ledarko, vayifku v'malach elikim. Yaakov went on his way, and suddenly he encountered the malach elikim. Vayoma Yaakov kasher ro'om. Yaakov said when he saw them, machan elikimza. Vayikra shem amokem mahu machanayim. And what is the Torah telling us? What is the Torah trying to get? Something important. I mean, otherwise, well, you wouldn't have these psukim here. I mean, everybody's aware of these psukim. I think there's a minute to say these psukim by when they say Tefillah Sederach. Yaakov Avadarka, Gavim Alachel again. Yeah, but okay, fine. But what does it have to have some meaning in your mind? I mean, what does it mean? He saw angels. What does it mean? Machanoim. You call them machanoim? Yeah. So basically what the Torah is telling you again over here, an important concept, something that we have to know on some level. We can't just say that this is something we don't understand. It's true we don't understand it in its totality. We're not going to understand it like Yaakov Avinu understood it. But that doesn't give us a right to simply say we're not going to have any understanding of the Pasuk. I mean, the Pasuk is given to us. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the pasuk. It's pshuta shel mikra, means that we have to understand it on some level. What is the pasuk telling us? What are these two psukim telling us? It seems to me the psukim over here telling us the same thing basically that you always have. The Torah always tells you about malachim, which means to say the Yaakov holach ledarko vayifku v'malachei lekim is after the encounter between Yaakov Avinu and Lavan Harami. Lavan Harami was really a crazy man. I mean, he was crazed. His anger and his hatred led him to the point of insanity, basically. Because what did he want to do? He wanted to destroy his entire family. His whole family he wanted to destroy. Yesh leil yadi laso simochem ra. So he was running after to destroy his own children, his grandchildren, his entire family. He was crazed. As a matter of fact, he admits that he was crazed. Because later he says, "Really, I would destroy them all." But he says, "V'le'kei avichem emesh omar yesh leil yadi lasas v'machamra."
He gave me the strange sivui. Don't do good, don't go bad. Stay away from it. So he didn't understand it, sivui, but he said this put a stop to his to his activities. So then what happened? Later, you see, later he realized it's crazy, because after he came out of that state, he said, "Vayan lovon vayomel Yaakov, habonos benosai vabonim bonai vatzon soni." The cholashat haroliu. The livnosai moesel eila yom olivnei mashel sheyolodu. So he admitted. He said, "I was crazy. These are my children. I wanted to do them harm." So the chalom alayla set him back into a sane path. I mean, it's an interesting thing. But this is something which whatever patterns the Torah establishes is something that's repeated constantly, because it's dealing with the underlying nature of man. I mean, there are many examples of Lavan was the businessman par excellence, the most successful businessman. And it's interesting, but when you take a look in the world, you'll see it repeats itself many, many times. You'll see a person who is a very wealthy tycoon, and he has achzorius on his family. His family, tremendous achzorius. Crazy Achzorius, insanity. I remember the years ago, the John Paul Getty. His grandson was captured by the Italian mafia, and they had him in a cave for months, torturing him. Almost he knew about it, and this was his grandson. His son begged his father to lend him $2 million in order to get his son back, his own grandson. It took months, 5 months. He finally released him, and they cut his ear off, and he was ruined, scarred for life. But it was more, the billionaire was more important that to maintain his ego and his status and his money intact was more important than his own grandson. I mean, it's a pattern. The Torah already mentioned this pattern. This pattern, that's the pattern of Lavan Arami, the successful businessman, crazed, intent on the worst achzorius on his own family. The Lavan Bikish Lakras Hakol. I mean, it's an amazing thing in human nature, hard to understand. But Yahadus tells us gives us a true insight into human nature, no matter how absurd a human being can act. So that's basically the pattern of love and Arami. It's an interesting thing, but anyways, but what happened was so love and Arami told Yaakov Avinu a strange story. I mean, it didn't make any sense, because first the man was crazed and he wants to destroy his entire family. And what stopped him? The one statement that didn't make any sense to Yaakov Avinu was Yesh Leel Yodi La Sosi Mochem Ra Veleke Avichem Emesh Omar Elai Lemor Yishoma Lachom Yidaber Yaakov Mitov Ad Ra. Lavan Arami, the Russia, the Ovid of Orazara, the worst Achzor, the man that's capable of the worst Achzorius. This person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who spoke to him last night, Emesh Amar LaLemor, Yishoma Lachom Yidaber Em Yaakov Mitov Ad Ra, he couldn't understand it. Yaakov, of course, he didn't say anything. He didn't understand it. Maybe Lavan Arami was dreaming. I mean, maybe was there something there? Was there not something there? Did he have some kind of a psychological disorientation the previous night? Was it really? Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually communicate with such a Russia, the lowest level of individual, loving Bikish Lakras Hakol? Is it possible? It was something that Yaakov Avinu could not understand. It didn't make any sense. The incident didn't make any sense. Of course he was happy, and he availed himself of the opportunity, and he dealt with him every step of the way with Chochmah. As a matter of fact, he said, Im Shayimsa Solehecho Lo Yichyeh.
And he went through the whole thing, and he argued with them rationally. What did I do? Machatasi, mapishi, kidalak tacharai. He said he went through how he served in 20 years, a chalani chor of a karev baloilo, batidach nasi me'eni. He went through rationally, explained to him everything. He didn't rely on the fact. It's an interesting thing. He didn't rely on the fact that velekei avichem emesh amai le'lemo yishom alachom in the davim yakim v'tevad ra. He didn't rely on that. But he used every bit of his own chachma to make sure to entreat Lavan, to make sure to plead with him, to explain with him, to get his emotions in line with Yaakov's objective and with reality. I mean, he tried to everything he could do, and he was successful. So, what's the pasuk of that indicates? And then he made the gal and the krisus bris with him. Everything. I mean, he even made a krisus bris with an individual that mentions his god. The way, hey, nochar. I mean, he had to do it. This was distasteful to him, but he had no choice. I mean, he had to make the eid or the gal, the bris. So he did everything he possibly could. In order to make sure that Klal Yisrael will continue, beyond he didn't rely on what Lavan Arami said. He could have done simply. Lavan Arami said, "Velekei Avichem Emesh Amar Lai Yishama Lucham Idabrim Yakim Tevad Ra." Wonderful, you heard it yourself. So goodbye. No, he didn't do that because he knew his Chachma told him. Yes, that was Amish, and this is today. And in Russia, what a Chazal say? Rishon called him Ein Bacharat. They're always changing their mind. So you can't rely on a Russia. Today he's in Russia. He wants to destroy you. Tomorrow he might be nice to you, but the next day he wants to destroy you again. So he used all his chachma. But that one thing must have bothered him. Now, what was that Amish? What was that? What is it? Lekei Avichem Amish Amalah? First of all, the whole thing sounds strange. And did it happen? Was it his imagination? Was it true? Was it not true? And if it was true, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicated, how is it possible that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could communicate with such a rush? Doesn't make any sense. It's a metaphysical dilemma. So the pasuk, he acted in accordance with his chachma, and he did everything he could in order to safeguard himself and his family and the whole future of Klal Yisrael, which he knew that the Shiftei Kol was the future of the whole Ummah. And then the pasuk says he was successful. Vayashkim Lavan baboker, vayinashek Levona v'levnosov, vayivorach Hashem. He was in a good mood. He was friendly. He was happy. Vayelach vayoshev Lavan l'mkama. That was the ultimate success of the whole encounter. He went away. Okay. But then that was the end of the incident. But this incident left questions in Yaakov Avinu's mind as to what was that emesh, elekei avichem emesh amar lailemoi shomalacha midabram Yaakov mitevad ra. By the way, the statement really shows that it wasn't simply an imagination. There is something in the statement. What is the statement? Because the statement is very strange. Shomalacha midabram Yaakov mitevad ra. See, if it was a psychological thing, that he had a guilt attack, you understand? He wouldn't say that. He would say, Yishama lacha lasos ro li Yaakov vaseyi motov. That's what it should have been. But Yishama lacha midabem Yaakov mitova adra. That's already a strange thing. That's only Ruach HaKodesh would say a thing like that. Which means that you are Russia, and you really can't benefit this tzaddik. The only way you can benefit him is by getting out of his sight. That's the only thing you can do. That's already a love and a rami would never think of such a thing. So really the statement, Yishama lacha midabram Yaakov mitovad ra, Yaakov Avinu must have known that this can't be just his imagination working. It must have been something, must have been really a communication he received. But the kasha is, if that's the case, how is it possible that such a thing should occur? So Lavan went home. That was good. That's the end of Lavan. But Yaakov Avinu, the metaphysical individual, the individual who had Yedias Hashem, for him, it wasn't over. It wasn't over because now it's true, it was over insofar as safeguarding his his physical well-being and his family, and the physical well-being of his family in terms of creating the Shiftei Kor, Klal Yisrael, that was over. But in terms of his own understanding of the event, of the incident, that was not over. That was not over. So that was a problem. So that's why the pasuk says, "V'Yakov holach l'darko, v'yifku vo malach elikim." What does it mean? Lavan went his way. There was nothing happening on Lavan's way, other than he traveled on the road. But Yaakov Avinu, when he left, he was traveling on a different road. His road was an attempt to understand, to have Yedias Hashem, and understand the event that just transpired. What kind of a thing is this? That a Kadosh Baruch Hu can communicate with an absolute Russia. It doesn't make any sense. How is such a thing possible? So the Yaakov holach l'darko v'yifgu v'malach elikim. What does it mean, v'yifgu v'malach elikim, like the Rambam says? Whenever it says malach elikim, what does it mean? What does it mean? Malach elikim, what does it mean?
Nevor.
What does it mean? It says Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, what's the Lashon by, Moshe Oyeroa son Yisrael Chosno Koin Midyon Vayinagas Atson Acham Midbar Vayovo El Har Olekim Choreva Vayero Malach Hashem Elov Belaba Seish Mitoch Hasnea. So what does it mean? Mari Hanavur. Vayifku Vamalach Elekim means Mari Hanavur. So it means to say that Yaakov Avinu, when he went on his way, it was a different thing than for him. The incident wasn't over. Of course, for him, the incident was just the beginning of an insight, a metaphysical insight. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu supplied him with that insight. And he gave him the Mari Hanavua. It's like the Ibn Ezra says over there. The Ibn Ezra says on Vayifku Vamalach Elikim. So the Ibn Ezra says like this. He says, "V'hu levado raw machane hamalachim soviv machaneu." He says he's the only one that saw those malach elikim. Nobody else saw them. Just Yaakov Avinu. What does it mean that nobody else saw them? What does it mean? Why didn't any? But why do they? Obviously, it's different. Over here it says malach elikim. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Vayero lov malach Hashem balaba seish mitach hasna." What's the difference? Over there, malach Hashem is a reference to a gilui, to a nevuah. But over here, it's more. And then it says Machane Vayoma Yaakov Kasher Ra'om Machane Elikimze. What did he say? Machane Elikimze. It means that in the Mari Hanavua he was able to understand the method that he was saved, through which he was saved. Osa Malachav Ruchov Meshosav Eshloid. He was able to understand the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu that resulted in Lavan HaRami receiving a communication from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was able to understand that. That's Malach Elikim. Ki Malachav Yitzav Alok L'Shmorcha B'chol Derechecha. So that's why it says Malach Elikim, because it's referring to the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought about, through very special circumstances, and through a deep understanding that he received, Yaakov Avinu received a deep understanding of how it worked. How does a Kadosh Baruch Hu communicate with a Russia? How he received, through the Mari Hanavua, he received the answers to the questions that were disturbing him concerning the event that just happened. How did this happen? And Vayoma Yaakov Kasher Rom, when he understood that, Machne Elikinza. It means it led to a greater Yedias Hashem. Vayikra Shem HaMokrem Ahu Machanoyim. So what does it mean, Machanoyim, twice? So the Ibn Ezra says, most Farshim say, it means because Al Shem Shnayim, Echot Shelo, the Echot Shel Malachim. One was his camp, and the other was the camp of the Malachim. What kind of a combination is this, Machanoyim? His camp and the camp of the Malachim? It means, his camp means what he did. What he did in order to achieve his safety. like I mentioned before. He didn't rely on that. When Lavan said, he could have said, okay, fine, so you heard it, now goodbye. Nope, he knew that's one thing. Russia works by emotions. That's one emotion. But I have an obligation to use all my chachma to stop this Russia from destroying me. So he argued with him and set forth how unjust it is. And with chachma, he showed him the great injustice and the craziness, and that he's in a crazy state of mind. What he's trying to do, there's no basis for it in reality. And that, it turns out, if he wouldn't have done that. Apparently, if he wouldn't have done that, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Lavan Arami, Shamalacham Idaber Miyakov Vitovaro, wouldn't have been enough. I mean, it's an amazing thing. I mean, that's what you see from the Pesukim. Otherwise, Yaakov Avinu would have said, okay, I'm very fortunate. He received the communication from God. God saved me, and that's it. I don't have anything more to do. Just maybe treat him nicely. I mean, offer him some food and send him on his way. But you see, he did much, much more than that. He did much more than that. Because Yaakov Avinu knew that the only way to bring about his own safety and the safety of Klal Yisrael was through two things. Through the communication, through the Midah Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Malocho Yitzavaloch, that's true. But only if he himself uses his chokhmah in combination with that to bring about his own, to bring about the Yeshua that he was looking for. You see, to bring about his own salvation in the front of the enemy of Lavan. It's an interesting thing. So you see, Yaakov Avinu with his penetrating knowledge of Yedias Hashem knew instantaneously when he heard that this means this is not the Yeshua. The fact that Emesh Shalakei Avichem Emesh Omar Lelemoi Shomer Lachem Idaber and Yaakov Itovad Ra, that's not that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling me that this plus without this it wouldn't work. No matter what I tell him would be a waste of time. But basically, once this was established, now you have the backdrop. Against this backdrop, now he's ready to listen to some rational ideas. And it was just something which laid the groundwork for all the arguments, the powerful arguments that Yaakov Avinu set forth when he studied them. See, every word was measured and is inescapable. He couldn't say anything. Then once he saw that, once Lavan Arami saw that, then he said, what am I, crazy? How can I think of Hamiyan? This is my family. Brought him back to his senses, you see. But without the Malach Olikim, without the Elokei Avichem Diber Emesh Omar Leilemo Yishom Olachom Yidaber Yaakov Yitovad Ra, it never happened. But the Malach Olikim wouldn't work by itself either. It had to work in conjunction with all his efforts and all his intellect and everything that he could summon, all his energies, in order to convince Lavan Arami. So once he saw that, the Marei HaNavua, what did the Marei HaNavua do? The Marei HaNavua showed how those both factors work together. You see how the factor of the intervention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Malach HaVitzav Aloch Meshmacha B'chol Derechecha, that in combination with his own efforts, you see, how it brought about the result of Vayelach Lavan Vayelach Vayashkin Lavan Baboka Vayenashek Lavano of Noso Vayvarazem Vayelach Vayashav Lavan Lankama. That was brought about through Machanoyim. His Machaneh and the Machaneh Elikim. When he saw the Marei HaNavua, he understood the combination, how the two elements worked in unison together in order to bring about the Yeshua. That the Malachim played a role in terms of the Elokei Avichem Emesh Omar Leilemor,
but that in combination with his own efforts. By Yikroshim Amokim Ahu, Machne Lekimzer says this is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how is it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervened and saved me, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the situation for me to use my Chochma and to be able to win the day. So the way he won was only because of his Chochma, based upon the intervention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The intervention only laid the groundwork. So when he understood, after the Mari Nevu, he understood the whole thing. Vayikra Shem HaMakom HaMachanoyim. HaMachan HaShali and HaMachan HaShal HaMalach. It means together, both together work. He understood exactly every aspect of the combination, how it worked on Lavan Arami's nature to bring about his own safety and the safety of his family. That's basically possible. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah, but you should ask me, Avimelech. Avimelech, yeah. Avimelech you had before.
Avimelech.
Paro. Yeah. Right. What do you have? You have Avimelech. By Paro, no. Paro doesn't say. Paro says, Vayinaga Hashem es Paro negoyim gedolim ve'es beso al devar sorai eshes Avram. Doesn't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's part. Okay. The reason why what Rashi means by Malachai Eretz Yisrael and Malachai Chutz La'aretz, what Rashi means is simply, it's a chazal. What it means is that there were different nisyonos when he entered Eretz Yisrael. And therefore the shluchei hamakom that were different. That's what it means. But
anyway.
No, but Avimelech. But Avimelech is interesting. See, Avimelech is understandable. Love and Aram is not. I'll tell you why. Because Avimelech was a man of justice. That's what we said last time. It says that's why Vayita Eishel Bever Shova. Vayikra Shem B'Shem Hashem Kel Olam was by Avimelech. Because Vayikashu Shneim Beris, and he was Mochiach Avimelech. He was Mochiach Avimelech. Says it's unjust. And you see, Avimelech, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicated with Avimelech, he answered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see, he was a man of justice. He says like this: Vayovel Lekimel Avimelech Lachlam Alav Vayimelo Hinchamei Salisha Shelokochta Vibulas Bal Vayimelech Lekarvela Vayomar Hashem Hagoy Gam Tzadikaro Hallo Amalei Chosi. The Som Lavava Yevinikin Kapaya Sisizos. And Vayem Alavala Kimbachalom, Gamanochi Adanti give a Som Lavav Chosisizos. Lechsoch Gamanochi Esho Mechatoli. Akin Lun Satichlin Goyalel. Okay? So you see, by Avimelech there was a communication. Because he was a man of justice, it's a different thing. So he what he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu endorsed what he said. He said, you're right. And he says, and that's why I stopped you. So that's a different thing already. That's already something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that's Chesed Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is as Bnei Adam. If a person is on a level, that's something else. But by Lavan Arami, there's no communication. Just Yishama Lachami Dabram Yaakov Mitalvadra, that's all. There's nothing to talk about here. So that's a different kind of a thing. That's Ki Malachav Yitzav Alach L'Shmacha B'chol D'Rachecha. That means that he was just an object, Lavan Arami. He was no different than a stone, than an inanimate object. And that's ki malachav, also malachav ruchos. So that's something that requires a different understanding. What I'm saying is that the Rambam, we're going back to the Rambam, that kol ha-tera kula, everything in the Torah really is to teach this one idea, that this one idea should be clear. I mean, that was the whole limit of Avraham Avinu, that Avraham Avinu had a strange philosophy. His philosophy was that this is the one idea that you have to understand. If you understand this idea, you have everything. If you don't have this idea, you have nothing. So the idea was that, like we mentioned last week, the Shem Ho'etzem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mansi Kol Nimtza, and there is nothing else, and everything else that you see is a result from the Mamtzi Kol Nimtza. And the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Malachov. It's distant, removed. It's removed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the sense it's not, he has no attributes, but it's something at the same time, something that emanates only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's no other source from which anything can emanate. That's basically, that's B'Shem HaRashem, Kel Olam. The Kel Olam is the Shem Hashem.
So the Rambam, that's why I mentioned that's Kolatar Kula. But I'll show you, you know, a lot of times you see something and you don't realize, how what the implications are. You know what I mean? You see it, okay, but you don't realize what the implications are. Let me just show you a little further, okay? For instance, let's take the very beginning of the Rambam. So everybody's familiar with this. I mean, and again, I'm not talking, I want you to understand that what I'm teaching here, what we're learning here is not metaphysics. It's not metaphysics. This is no, so this is not what Chazal were talking about when they were talking about Dover Gadol, and talking about things that are greater than the more greater than halacha. There's Dover Kotten, there's Havayas, Havayav Rava, and Dover Gadol is metaphysics. Okay, if that's the proper term. But it's beyond, it's something which is a study that is beyond the study of Allah. It's really the sodos, the secrets of the Torah. This is not, what we're talking about is Dvarim Pshutim. I'm just saying this is very simple, plain thing. It's not sodos. It's yisodos, but not sodos. Okay? There's a difference. Okay? So the Rambam says in Hilchos Yisori HaTorah, so the Rambam, when he first starts off and he says, Yisori Yisodos, V'omar HaChachmos, Leida Sheyesha Motzi Rishon, I mean, you understand, this is not a sod. This is Yisod. This is a fundamental, everybody has to know this. And then he says like this, after he goes through very carefully, I mean, what the idea is, what he can say about this idea, okay, then he says like this. He says that he explains about God's existence is different than any other existence. And then he says, after he explains it precisely, he says, and then I want to mention Ramban says in his letter to the French rabbis, he mentions this. He says, the way the Rambam wrote the Yisori HaTorah, Ramban says, it's like Mipi Agvur. So anyways, he says like this. He says, after he gets finished, he says, Yediyas dover ze mitzvah saseh, shenemar, anoyched Hashem alakecha. And Rambam was so impressed with the Chochmah of Rambam, of how he formulated this, because this is the most difficult thing. It's not so much what a person says, what you don't say, it's more important. Exactly, to formulate exactly the Yisori Ados is... Yeah, a person has to be filled with the greatest fear when he does something like this, because this is, any mistake here is the worst mistake. And Rambam was the one that was able to do it. So the Rambam says, after he gets finished explaining the idea, he says that Yediyas Dover Zeh Mitzvah Saseh Shenema Anoyched Hashem Elokecha. I don't understand. How does he derive from that possible? How does it derive from the pasuk? Everybody says, everybody knows the pasuk, Anoyched Hashem Elokecha, right? How many people, when they see Anoyched Hashem Elokecha, where do they see that this is a mitzvah saseh? Leida sheyesham motzi rishon, and mamzi kol nimtzo, and the whole Yisoides, and Omar HaChachmais, I mean, the people, where is it in that pasuk? Where is it? I mean, The Rambam doesn't say. He just says, and I want to believe the Rambam. He says, and this is okay. He has a Kabbalah, a Masorah. We're not going to argue with the Rambam. But it seems to me the Rambam doesn't make recourse to any Masorah here. He doesn't say that he has a special Masorah. He says it's an open pasuk. Anoyched Hashem Elokecha. Okay, Anoyched Hashem Elokecha. And I'm not saying, I can't say that there was no Masorah, I mean that there's a Masorah in the Mitzvahs, but regardless, the Rambam doesn't say that you must know this because I have a Masorah, we have a Masorah from Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what this pasuk means. He doesn't say that. He says, it's a mitzvah, say it's clear. Anoyched Hashem Elokecha. Where is it in the pasuk? Where is it in the pasuk? Now what's the answer? The answer is, Anochi. Because what does the pasuk mean, Anoyched Hashem Elokecha? What does it mean? It means people are standing by Marmar HaSinai. People are standing by Marmar HaSinai, and they hear a voice. Okay, the pasuk describes Marmar HaSinai very clearly. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu made sure. One thing Moshe Rabbeinu made sure was that Klal Yisrael should understand Marmar HaSinai in the proper way,
and that Avodah Zarah should be removed. I mean, so Moshe Rabbeinu says, he says like this, he says, because he says, Kishama Yamar Hashem min Vaschana, Hashahu Lefanecha. Hashama Om, Karla Lakim, Daba Mitochaish, Kashashamata Tavayechi. And then he goes again, Minashamayim, Mishniachas, Kolal Yasreko, Va'alo Oretz, Herachas, Isha Agdolo, Udvarv Shamata Mitochaish. Okay? So what does it mean? It means the Eish was created, the Dvarim were created, the Kol was created. I mean, in one pasuk, he clearly states what the events were. So there were events that our senses, the senses of Kol Yisrael, were able to perceive. Okay, sense perception. Okay, so Eish, your Kol. But what is Anochi? Anochi what? Where's Anochi? Where's Anochi what? The sound? The sound is produced. The Eish is produced. That's a covered Nivrod. I mean, it's a Avodah Zarah to think otherwise. So Kilo Risam Kol Tmono, Yom Dibar Hashem Imachem Mitocha Eish. So what is Anochi? Where is the Anochi? So what's the answer? What is the answer? It means Anochi means the Mamtzi Kol Nimtzo. Anochi means there's no other way to describe it. Anochi means the I, means the ultimate source of all existence. The Mamtzi Kol Anochi Ad Hashem Elokecha. So what does the pasuk say? That the Mamtzi Kol Nimtzo is responsible for you getting, for you leaving the Mitzrayim. That's the pasuk. Anochi Ad Hashem Elokecha. Ad Hashem Elokecha means I relate to you through Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher Etzeisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. You want to see the greatest, the simplest, the greatest expression of the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu for you to observe is Asher Etzeisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. You should know that wasn't a coincidence. It wasn't something that just happened. It was something that happened at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's instruction, which is the Mamtzi Kol Nimtzo. Anochi Ad Hashem, that's Anochi. That's exactly what the Rambam is saying. What is Anochi has no meaning. Anochi, what do you mean? Anochi what? The sound? The sound is produced. The Eish is produced. The Kolos, the Dvarim. I mean, the Dvarim are all something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. It's a covered Nivra, like the Ramban says, the Rambam, everybody, in order to make it perceptible for man. Rashi says, in order that we should be able to hear it, because we're physical beings, you have to be able to receive some knowledge through our senses. So the ultimate situation was the sense perception, Maimed Asina. That was the ultimate proof. Okay. But the Anochi is the Mamtzi Kol Nimtzo. There's no other way to understand the pasuk. That's what the Rambam says. He says, V'yediyas davas en mitzvah sasei, she'nemar, Anochi Ad Hashem Elokecha. What does the pasuk mean? It means you can't understand the pasuk unless you understand that the Mamtzi Kol Nimtzo and everything that we have, the Shemayim, the Oretz, and everything stems from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu used was the Asher Etzeisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. That's what he used in order to show people that the Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Midos HaRachanim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that stems from the Anochi. There's no other forces. That's basically the whole Anochi Ad Hashem Elokecha. That's what I'm saying. That's the mitzvah. Yeah. The answer is very good. Anochi Ad Hashem Elokecha Asher Etzeisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. On the contrary, the Anochi Ad Hashem Elokecha Asher Barasi Shemayim V'aretz, that's the Mamtzi Kol Nimtzo, but the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving Klal Yisrael is that the Midos, those things, what is the message basically? I'll tell you what the message is. The message, same message we mentioned before. The message is the same message we mentioned before. It's the one message that the Ovdei Avodah Zarah cannot get straight. And that is that the Mamtzi Kol Nimtza is responsible for your fate and nothing else. That's what it means. Anochet Hashem Olekecha, Asher Tzitzich Meretzayim. Want to know why you got out of Mitzrayim? Why you're not a Vodim anymore? Why are you free? Because of the Mamtzi Kol Nimtza. Nothing else. That's what it is. Lo Yilcha L'Nachem Aponai. Lo Sasun Iti Yeloi Chesav Eleizav. Because there's no other forces and there can't even be any illusion. There can't be... I want to explain something to you. It's an interesting thing. You see the whole system of the Torah. So it means that you can't... You can't ascribe what happened or to you, your fate, to any other powers. Okay, fine. But then the Torah goes further. In the same parsha, in the end, what does it say? It says, "Lo sasun iti Elohe chesef Elohe zor." That's even further. That means even if you don't say these are powers, like Chazal say, even if you take the kruvim and change them in one iota to vada zor, what does it mean? What does it mean? It means to say that when you think about your fate, you must go straight to the borei olam. That's what it means. It means there cannot be any point that you stop on the way. Which means to say, even if you will say, okay, lo yilucho l'himachem apanai, fine, I understand that. There's no other powers, ain't od novado, he's the only power. But, if I make lo sasun iti yelohei ches v'lezo, what does it mean? That means that I really only accept the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But these little things over here are just something to give me a little comfort. I mean, I can relax a little bit, just stop over here. It means that that is a Avodah Zarah. It means there cannot be anything physical or any kind of object. When a person thinks about his fate, he must go straight ad kisei hakavod. It means he must only think of the borei olam. Nothing else. That was Egel Azov. What was Egel Azov? Egel Azov was because they said, kizeo ish moshe asher alonu mitzrayim lo yadana mahoyalo. What does that mean? What does it mean? They're worried about their fate. Now they became paralyzed with fear. So the ego, Eila Lehecha Yisrael, Asher Tzitzich Meretzayim, they didn't deny God. All the Rishonim say, everybody says, no one. Just even the pshat, if you read the Mikra properly, you'll see that that's the pshat. It means that they just wanted something to give them some kind of a comfort, to have some kind of representation. That's what it means. The person thinks about his fate. The source of his fate is the source of all chokhmah. And that is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the only way. That was what Avraham Avinu taught. That was the Yisod of Vayikra Hashem B'Shem Hashem Kel Olam. That's the whole Yadus. Everything revolves around that. All the Nevi'im say the same thing. For instance, you have the Nevi'im expand on this again and again and again. Why? Because this is the one Yisod, and this is the one Yisod the world cannot accept. It's not capable of accepting. For instance, the Navi says again, for instance, Yecheskel. Lachain emol aveisel koyamar Hashem alakim lo leman chamani yosef beisel kiyim l'shem kodshim asher chilaltam bagoyim. He says, v'kidashti yeshmi ha-godol ha-mechulol bagoyim asher chilaltam besochom v'yodu ha-goyim ki ani ad Hashem nu'um ad Hashem alakim. What does it mean? Ani ad Hashem? Ani, what is the ani? Ani is the mamtzi kol nimtza. Is the same, the Mamtzi Kol Nimtza is the one that's responsible for your fate. That is exactly the message. For instance, you say in the Tfilos Rosh Hashanah, Kaim Ad Hashem Melech Yisrael V'Goy Aloy, Ad Hashem Tzvokais, Ani Rishon, Ani Yachron, Mi Baladai Ein Elikim. What does it mean? It's exactly, what does Pasuk mean? Same thing. Ani means, like the Ram says, Anochi Ad Hashem Elikecha. The Mamtzi Kol Nimtza. There is nothing else but the Mamtzi Kol Nimtza, and your fate is totally dependent upon him. And insofar as a person turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is how his fate will be improved. And insofar as he turns away, his fate will be disastrous. That's the sort of Kol HaTorah Kulo. Because me, that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That the fate of an individual is determined by his distance or closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His distance and closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is determined by his Chachma. That is by his yedias Hashem, by his chachma, and that is the and that is kol haterkol. That's kol haterkol. And basically, you say, I'll give you an example. For instance, you see by the dialogue between Moshe Rabbeinu and Paro. Okay, take for instance the dialogue between Moshe Rabbeinu. Oh yeah, I mean before I get there, I'll get there. But it says, for instance, the whole purpose. Come on, the whole purpose. Laman das kol amay haaretz. Kereshem who will again. That's not, it's not, this is not Sodos. This is not the Maisa Merkava. I mean, it's not even Maisa Bereshis. This is a basic Yisod in Yahadus. That Leman Das Kol Amayoros Kereshem who will again ain't out. That's exactly what it means. It means because man is incapable, his nature goes against this, something has to rise above his instinctual components and recognize that the source of his faith is none other than the source of Kol Habriya, the source of all Chachma, the Mamtzi Kol Nimtza. That's what Yadus means. And Avraham Avinu, that's what Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was convinced that if that idea is understood properly, then all the Bruim will be living properly. And if that idea is not understood properly, I don't care how much ethics you teach, I don't care what you teach, the man's existence is worthless. The Yeda Kopol Kiato Fialto the Yovin Kol Yotzer Kiato Yitzarto the Yomar Kol Shem Shem Rapa Hashem Malakei Yisrael Melach Umalchus Vakamashal. That's it. Very simple message. The message is unique in its simplicity. That's called a Terkola. That's what a Rambam every Sefer Hashem Hashem Kelo. That's the whole Kol Terkola. So give me here, but you see, the Yisod, that Yisod really splinters off into a lot of different areas. I mean, for instance, as I mentioned, with Paro. See, what was the thing with Paro? What was the first message that Moshe Rabbeinu gave Paro? You see, his first reaction, and then his reaction later. Paro is very good. The Torah is. It's a chesed Hashem that we give him the ability to take a look at the dialogue. I mean, it doesn't record all the dialogue. Torah doesn't record everything like Ramban says, but the Barakadosh Baruch Hu gave us some of the dialogue in order that we should be able to have an understanding. I mean, we should have an understanding of the mind of Paro and the mind of the Oved of Avodah Zarah. And in contradistinction to that, what the Das Emes tells us. So you see that at first he says, Paro is very funny, because first he says, Le'yadati es Hashem. Correct? Le'yadati es Hashem. Then later, what does he say? Ad Hashem atzadik v'ani v'ami orashayim. I mean, when you read that, I mean, just reading through the parsha, when you read that, Hashem atzadik v'ani v'ami orashayim, that's like an unbelievable thing. You wonder, what happened? How could a guy say that? Even if a person is a Russia, I mean, and he was already, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was machbid libo. So you see, a moment later, he changed his mind again. So what does the statement mean? I mean, Hashem atzadik v'ani v'ami horoshoyim. I mean, it sounds like Tshuva Gemorah. It's not Tshuva Gemorah. It doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound like Paro would be able to say such a thing. Even the average Russia, when he's confronted with the fact that he did something wrong, if he's a nice person, maybe he'll give an apology. Apologize, I'm sorry, sure. But to say to that extent, that Hashem HaTzadik, Ma'ani, say me and my ami are the Rishoyim, I mean, it's like the Ein Loch Tshuva Gemor Gedol Mizu. It doesn't fit Paro. I mean, the statement doesn't fit Paro. He goes, so he swings. First, Lo Yadati Es Hashem. And then suddenly, Hashem Atzadik, Vanivam Hashem. What kind of a has this fit into to pattern? You see, well, it has to make sense. I mean, Paro was a human being. He was an intelligent human being. He wasn't a fool. He was running an entire country. He was an intelligent human being. But you see, the thing is like this: when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Paro, really, he came with a very strange request. You see, what was his request? Interesting thing. He says. He comes, the whole nation is working over there. The construction is massive, massive construction. And suddenly Moshe Rabbeinu comes, Koyam Ad Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Shalach HaSamid Yechog Li B'Midbar. What does it mean? By the way, the Ibn Ezra says, that's the rapture. Was Pen Yevgeinu Badever of Achorav? Yevgeinu, he meant all of us. He meant you too. He meant all of us. The Mitzrim, the Jews. We're all in danger now. You see? We're all in danger now because we receive this. Lekeo Ivrim Nikro Leinu. We receive this Sivui that we have to go and serve God. So what does it mean? It means what he told them was a strange thing. It's a very strange thing. He told them, you see, what was the message of Avraham Avinu? You look at the message of Avraham Avinu. There's something very, very significant in there that's tied to the content. Because from this content, everything emerges. See, the content is one thing, but what emerges from the content is many, many things. What emerges from the content is like this. Vayikra b'shem Hashem kel olam means like this. It means that all the old day Avodah Zorah were concerned about one thing. What were they concerned about? Their fate. That's what they're concerned about. On that basis, you can't say anything wrong. Everybody's concerned about their fate. He has a right to as a human being. Yeah. But what did Avraham Avinu tell them? He told them a strange message. He said, forget about your fate. Your fate? That's one thing. But the main thing is Shem Hashem. In other words, what you have to, you're worried about what's going to happen to you tomorrow. And I'm not saying it's not a worry, but the way to approach that worry is first understand Shem Hashem. Yedias Hashem. Yedias Hashem is what you need. And the Shem Hashem and Kel Olam, it means when you understand that, then your fate will be secured. So the way to secure your fate is not to run directly and look for little things to help you and create imaginary gods that are going to immediately be responsible for your fate. And you see all the gods that they had, this god is for this. And Adayamazah, the Christians have this saint for this, and they say all these things are exactly, precisely the same method that the Ovdei Avodah Zarah used from all the way back. But Avraham Avinu said, he taught them, he says, that's not the way. That's not the way. The way is to forget about that. Forget about that for a moment. Just understand, gain some insight into Hashem Melekei Shomayim Velekei Haaretz. And if you gain Yedias Hashem, then your fate will by itself will take care of itself. It will be the best possible fate for man. You see. So Avraham Avinu taught a different kind of a message. Basically, Moshe Rabbeinu came to power with the same idea. He said like this. He said, just the power didn't deny, like all the Mepharshim say. Now the Mepharshim say, well, you know, but the historians say the same thing, that the records they found in Egypt, exactly like the Mepharshim say, exactly like the Navi says. Navi says the same thing. That power believes in one God. But that God, that's the Mamsi Kolensa, right? But that has nothing to do with my faith. My faith is dependent upon these sub-deities. Okay? So the main thing for a person, that's why the historians, when they talk about it, they say it's very strange because they believed in one God, but they never, that God, that's it. It's like one sentence, goodbye. But their whole life was preoccupied with their fate, and the fate was always with the sub-deities. I mean, that's the other Varazar. So when Moshe Rabbeinu came and he told him, he says, what did he tell him? He told him a very unusual message. He said like this. He said, all this construction is going on, and it's Ryan. It's all very nice, and you're building these massive architectural structures. Very nice, but this all has to stop temporarily. Why? Because there's something more important over here. You, in order for a person to have a good life. You have to simply relate to a knowledge of God. And all I'm asking you to do, what's your role? Your role is not to go and be involved with God. That's not your role. But you have a group of people here that are capable of that. And they have to go, and they have to be involved in this, in Yedias Hashem. This is B'chol Hashem Alekeinu. So your role is just to stop the construction. That's your contribution. Stop the construction for a few days and let them go. You see? And they should, and that's based on what? Based on what? Based on Av Hashem. In other words, because you have to have, the main thing is the Mamzi Kol Nimtzo. That's why it says, why you doubt the Yes Hashem? What are you telling me? That now people have to go and they have to be involved directly with the idea of the Mamzi Kol Nimtzo, and all the work over here has to stop? This, and that's what I have to do? No. Why you doubt the Yes Hashem? He knew God exists, but what he was saying is that my fate has nothing to do with that, with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, with the Mamzi Kol Nimtzo. That's what he's saying. So it says, so that's what Rashi said. Pen Yifgoyin Badevra Vachorev means he showed him that you too are involved. It's like the Rav one time mentioned. He too is involved in this tzibur, but he's involved in an indirect way. He's involved in a way of just stopping the work, stopping the construction for a few days. That's his contribution. And let these people go, you see. The next thing, the next step you had, the next dialogue you have with Paro is really the dialogue, another strange thing is, because then the Makkos come, and then the next dialogue you have is what? Is a dialogue by where he says like this. He says, Vayama Pari, that was Vesamti Fidus, after the Orov, right? Because Orov was the distinction. So he saw already this distinction between himself, between Klal Yisrael himself. So then he saw, by the Orov already he saw, that the Mamzi Kol Nimtzo maybe is affecting his existence. So he said, Boris, do Boris. No, lo nochem asas kinki. Says, he told him a nice way, just not possible to do that. Okay. So because what we do is exactly the opposite of your beliefs. And we on the contrary, we slaughter what you think is a god. We slaughter that. So that we can't do with it, it will kill us. It's not practical. So we have to go out. So he said, so if I am, he says, Rak hacheku lo sachiku olechas. So he gave him permission to go. So then it says, then what happened? Then he changed mind again. Then what happened is like this. Next time he tells him, just a second, he says, oh yes, like after the borrowed? Yeah. He said, yeah, then after the borrowed. Because borrowed was the, by borrowed, borrowed was impressed him because he saw the Avodah Zarah, very, very frightened about the atmosphere to them is very, they think it's a special place, and when he saw that the atmosphere is under the control of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then that affected him. So Hinni Shaleach is called Magefosai Alipcho, was the Makas Bar. So after that, he said like this. So the Avdei Parah said to him already, at Mosei Yezalon Lamokesh, Vayushas Moshe Saron, Vayomalem, Vachu Yivdu Asad Hashem Alekechem. Okay, go. But, Mivo Meyahoch. So it says, Vayomar Moshe Binoreinu Vizkinenu Nelech. Bivonenu vivnosenu, bitonenu vivkorenu nelech, ki chagad Hashem lono. Then he says, Yemalem yichen Hashem mochem kasher ashalach eskem vestapchem. Ruki roa neged penechem. Lochem. Luchuna agvorem vivdu asad Hashem. Ki osu atem mevakshem. Vayigor Hashem osu meis penefaro. So what was the thing over here? Really, it's hard to understand. What did Paro care if they take the kids? I mean, the kids aren't doing work anyways. So, and the women weren't doing work. So what does he lose if the Taf and the Noshim go? And what kind of a request was this? He said, no, he says, Lochen Lechuno Agvarim Vidu Asar Hashem. You want to do the Avodah? Fine. The Gvarim should do it. The ones that have to do it. But the other ones, what are they going on for? You see? It's interesting. Where do you have this idea? Where do you have this idea of Hakel. By Hakel, it's a pasuk by Hakel. It says Hakel asom anoshim va'noshim va'tav v'gercha asher b'sharecha.
So Chazal say that Anashim Lomar, Anashim Lishmoa, the Taf, we ten schar lemevi ehem. You see. So Moshe Rabbeinu was, Paro already understood the idea, a utilitarian idea. Okay, you have to do the service. The ones that do the service, they should go. Why is everybody else gone? Doesn't make any sense. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, no, you don't understand. This is a different kind of a thing. This is not like your idea that you have to do something for your avodah zarah. That's not the way it is. This is a whole concept. The concept is that our fate is completely with the borei olam, with the mamzi kol nimtzo. So therefore, everybody has to be there. You see, that's litein schar lemevieihem means it's not just the individual that understands, but the taf. You bring the taf to demonstrate for me. It's for me that I have to understand that my fate and my children's fate is all totally in this Yedias Hashem. If the taf aren't there, so then it lacks that kind of an understanding. So what he was telling Paro at that point was that this is you think that this is you understand for your avodah zarah you have to do a service for your avodah zarah. So you think you're helping your God. So therefore you have to do this for the God, that for the God. This is a different idea. This is for us. We do this service. Not for God, for us. That we have to have the realization. If it was service, you're right. Then it would be only the Gvarim, the ones that do the service. What do you need the other people there for? But the answer is because the Mamzi Kol Nimtzo doesn't need anything from us. And we can't give him anything. The only thing we can do is impress upon ourselves the significance of the idea that our whole fate is totally in him. And there are no other forces. That's the whole avodah. That part didn't want to hear. He says, no. He says, That idea angered him. That Moshe Rabbeinu basically undid his whole philosophy, not simply in saying that we serve the Mamzi Kol Nimtzo, but your whole derech is completely crazy. Your derech is, we don't have anything in common between the way we serve our God and you serve your God. You serve your God, you try to help the God. So you sacrifice for the God. We serve our God by improving ourselves, our understanding, our knowledge, our realization that everything is totally in the Mamzi Kol Nimtzo. That's our idea. Paro, when he heard that, he was angered. He was angered because a Rasha is always angered when he sees that the Tzaddik has the truth. That's the worst thing. That's what really disturbs him most of all. That's the hardest thing for the Rasha to take. That there's some part of him that has the realization that he's wasting his life in nonsense, and this individual really is living in Chachma in reality. When Paro saw that, he was angry. He couldn't do it. But that already set the stage, you see. Then already he heard a little bit. He heard an idea which he rejected. It bothered him very much. That these people somehow that are his slaves have the truth and they have this relationship with the Mamzi Kol Nimtzo and they ridicule his kind of a religion, you see, and their ideas you can't attack because they make sense and his ideas are stupid, but he's forced by his instinctual urges to believe in them. So it was really basically something that was intolerable as a criticism for a melech. He couldn't take it. But the idea was still planted in his mind, you see. He still heard it. So that really set the stage for the next dialogue. Where's the...